Would you stand and do just that right now? Oh, why don't you praise Him? Would you lift Him up? Someone exalt the name of Jesus. Oh, let's take a moment this season to praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we praise You. We praise You. We praise You. Hallelujah. We worship You. We praise You, Jesus. Guests with us today at Apostolic Pentecostal Church. We're excited that you're here. And particularly, the second word in our church name is one of the primary reasons you see the worship that you see today. You see, we are Pentecostal, meaning we've experienced what the disciples experienced on the day of Pentecost. We've been filled with the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. We've been changed by the power that's characterized in Acts 1 and 8. For that reason and many others, we are demonstrative in our worship. We get a little excited in our praise. We get a little lively in our worship. God's done something in us that we cannot contain in these earthen vessels. But sometimes it just starts to overflow and we can't help but worship. Oh, I wonder if that's where you are today. Would you just lift an ovation of praise unto God? If you're a guest, join right in with us. We praise You. We praise You. Oh, we worship You. We honor You. We honor You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. As I mentioned to each of our guests, we're thankful you're here and we invite you. Worship Him like you feel, because we're going to. And we invite you to do what we were created to do, to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In fact, our text this morning speaks to that invitation. Psalm 103 and verse 1. The psalmist declares, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." Not "bless the Lord, oh my soul, and just my hands or a fraction of my voice or just a little bit of what I got, but all that is within me. If you read it in the New Living Translation, it adds further clarification in a modern setting. It says, "Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise His holy name." Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things He's done for me. Has He done some good things for you this morning? He forgives my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death, crowns me with love and tender mercies, fills my life with good things. Good things. My youth is renewed like the eagle, so I am left with one action and with one response: to let all that I am praise the Lord. Let all that I am praise Him. That being the case this Sunday morning, I want to preach to you from this powerful passage of Scripture and from a simple but declarative title. I want to preach today, praise is who I am. Praise is who I am. If that's who you are today, before you're seated, would you follow the command of Psalm 103? And would you lift again an ovation of praise? Not because I asked you to, but because this is who we are, church. Oh, why don't you glorify Him with your voice and your upraised hands or your clapped hands or whatever way you feel. We honor You. We praise You. We glorify You. Let all that I am praise You, God. Let every fiber of my being praise You, God. Let every breath that I take praise You, God. Let every word out of my mouth praise You, God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Praise is who I am, and you may be seated. Several years ago, Brother Raymond Woodward, who's a pastor from New Brunswick, Canada, came to APC, our church, to minister at our leadership retreat, a retreat that we do on an annual basis for all of our leadership and our volunteers. During the sessions that weekend, he conducted a series of personality tests in order to help us better understand one another, each other as a group. And during one particular session, he asked us a strange question to help us narrow in on our individual personality type. Some of you that were there most likely remember this. In order to put it into a church context, he asked, if I were to give you a flash drive, a memory bank, a thumb drive, and I would ask you to take it directly to the sound booth, our AVM team. Don't you love our sound team, our media team? They're awesome. They do important work. We thank them. He said, take this to the sound team, but you had to walk through a crowded hallway of people. He said, would you be the person that wouldn't stop, wouldn't get distracted? You'd fulfill your mission. You'd head straight there. And all of us, oh, yeah. He said, or would you be the guy or the lady that sees all the people, gets distracted, starts talking, forgets what you're doing, and you find this in your pocket 2 weeks later? So he asked the question, and I seriously sat there and I pondered the thought. I thought, which one of these am I? I was trying to figure out, okay, who am I? What is my identity? I sat there and I thought about it seriously until I looked over at my wife, Mariah, who had this look on her face as if to say, seriously? You're thinking about this? You see, she had instantly pegged me as the guy who never made it to the sound booth with the flash drive, ever. At least 9 times out of 10. And I sort of resented being characterized like that so quickly and definitively, so I decided to test it one night. She'll remember this story. After service, Mariah and I went to the office area, and we went into my office, and she told me, she said, hey, look, we got to head straight home. We got A, B, C, and D to do, and it's going to be early morning. We got to get these things done. We need to head straight out of here, straight to the cars. And I said, yeah, and I quickly agreed, and yeah, absolutely. And I opened the door to go out into the office when I noticed all these people I could talk to. And 15 minutes later, as I was locked into meaningful conversation with those same wonderful people in the office, it abruptly dawned upon me, I am that guy. And all it took was one word from Brother Woodward and one honest expression from my wife to remind me who I truly was. And with that in mind, if it's okay with you all this morning, I'd just like to take the next several minutes to remind us who we really are. Whether you're the introvert or the extrovert, whether you're the one who makes it to the sound booth or not, whether you're a people person or task-oriented person, we all share the same inherent distinctive, the same calling, the same innate purpose, and even privilege. We are called, we are created, and we are fashioned to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, whose name is Jesus. I've just come to remind someone who you are today. You are a worshiper. You are people of praise. You are the living testament to the greatness of God and the very embodiment of His praise. 1 Peter 2:9 tells us we're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that we may proclaim the praises of Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. We're a part of this great creation, the same creation that's commanded in Psalm 66 to make a joyful shout unto God. All the earth, sing out the honor of His name. Make His praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are Your works. Through the greatness of Your power, Your enemies are submitted to You. All the earth will worship You and sing praises to You. They will sing praises to Your name. We're in that lot. We're among those counted among those in 1 Chronicles, rather, when it says, sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His wonders among all peoples, for the Lord is great. For the Lord is great. For the Lord is great. And greatly to be praised. That means we ought to offer some great praise to a great God. He's also to be feared above all gods. Can I just preach the word today? The Lord is great. And greatly to be praised. Our praise ought to match His greatness. We could never get there. But He's great and greatly to be praised. Verse 29. Give to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering. Come before Him. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. There's a lesson or a sermon all in itself. Tremble before Him, all the earth. The world is firmly established. It won't be moved. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. And let them say along with the psalmist, let all that I am praise the Lord. Why? Because I am a worshiper and praise is who I am. Praise is not just what I do, church. It's who I am. I was created to praise Him. I was fashioned with praise in mind. I was imagined with praise on my lips and adoration in my heart. I was designed with praise envisioned and crafted with praise expected. It's who I am. Praise is directly linked to my identity and my objective on earth. It's my primary purpose and my primary privilege to praise the God who breathed the breath of life into my life and my spirit. I will praise you, Psalm 139 says, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Praise is tied to who we are as created beings. We were never fashioned for our own glory. We were never fashioned for our own purpose. We were created with praise in mind. This is literally what we're going to be doing for eternity. We might as well get used to it now, huh? This is who we are. I was designed with praise from the moment I was brought into this world. Praise has been my purpose. Psalm 71 bears this out. It says, by you I have been upheld from birth. You are He who took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall continually be of you. I become as a wonder to many. You're my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with your praise and your glory all the day. This is who I am. All the day. Every moment. This is who I am. From the moment I was placed on this earth. And it's also who I am as an apostolic. This is in our heritage. We get this praise thing honest. Praise is who we are. When I was reborn and added into the church, praise became a part of my DNA. It's who I am. In fact, I don't think it's a coincidence that praise is such a critical part of being born of the water and being born of the Spirit. And if you're a guest with us today, you never had those experiences. You've never been born of the water. You've never been baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins. Or you've never been born of the Spirit. You've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. You can have that experience today. You can have it today. You can have your life changed and you can do a complete 180 today. God can touch your life today. And what you'll find is that after you've repented of your sins and you come up out of this water, having all those sins washed away, praise just naturally becomes a part of your DNA like clockwork. When someone comes up out of this water, we have seen it time and time again. They just can't help but lift their hands and begin to worship God and praise God because every one of their sins has been washed away. We encourage them to praise. But many times we don't have to. It just comes instinctually. They just lift their hands and begin to worship. And when you're filled with the Holy Ghost, many times it happens when you're worshiping and praising God. You'll begin to worship God and honor Him and glorify Him. And all of a sudden, you'll begin to speak in a new language. You'll begin to speak in other tongues and the Spirit of God will touch your life. No matter how you look at it, no matter which way you slice it, praise cannot be separated from who we are. When you were born on this earth and when you're reborn into the church, praise is in your heart and on your lips. It's just who we are, church. It's just who we are. In fact, it was several months ago, my wife, Mariah, and I noticed something about our daughter, Mila, that just kind of speaks to this point. We were in a choir practice on a Sunday night, choir and worship practice, staying up here, and someone in choir next to me, forget who it was exactly, but they pointed out just an interesting observation about my 8 or 9 month-year-old daughter. She was in this row, probably 5 or 6 rows back, near where Sean's sitting. And whenever we would begin to sing, she would get all excited. She'd grab the front of that pew, and she's moving, and she's smiling ear to ear, and she's all excited, ready to go. She was in her element whenever we were worshiping. This is her happiest state during praise and worship. And every time we begin to sing, she'd just get all excited. She'd hold on to that pew and just go nuts. She's one of those Pentecostal babies. That's what Pastor described her as. And we noticed as soon as the singing and the worship would stop in between songs, she'd get this snarl on her face. Start to get restless. She's moving around. She even voiced her discontent from the pew. She said, ah! Ah! In other words, get singing. Someone sing something. Someone worship. She wasn't saying that. But she's wanting us to sing. We began to notice this all the more in church services that typically, maybe not today, but who knows, it'd be the odds that it wouldn't happen today. She behaves best. She's the most comfortable. She's in her element the most when praise is happening and worship is going forth. She even falls asleep from time to time, which is not the point that I'm making today. Please do not fall asleep in the middle of praise and worship. But the point that I am making is that we were born into this thing. Praise is who we are. This is our DNA. We should be at our best. We should be most comfortable. We should be in our element when praise is happening and praise is going forth. This Pentecostal worship should not make us uncomfortable. This should not make us uneasy. This is who we are. We're people of praise. We're worshipers. I just come to remind someone who we are this morning. We are people of praise. We're people of worship. It's who we are. So let all of creation praise Him. Let anything and everything with an ounce of life praise Him. Let everything that has breath, Brother Spall, let it praise the Lord. And I want to invite you to do that right now. Would you just be who you are right now? Just be who you are, Pentecostals. Just be who you are, child of God. This is who we are. We're worshipers. We praise you, God. Oh, we praise you, God. We honor you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is who we are. I said it earlier, praise is not just what we do. This is who we are. It's not just an action. It is a lifestyle. Praise is not pigeonholed to a Palm Sunday service or a particular worship set or time. It's not a 20-minute segment on a Sunday morning. It is all-encompassing. It's who we are, and if it's who I am, praise cannot be separated from what I do. If I am a worshiper, that's what I'll do. To put this in perspective, some of you are probably some blues fans, St. Louis Blues fans in the house. That's part of who you are. What you do is you cheer them on. Some Cardinals fans, same thing. That's part of who you are. So you cheer on the Cardinals. It's what you do. I'm a dad. So telling dad jokes, Brother Adam, that's what I do. I am a dad. I'm a husband. So instinctively forgetting to do the dishes, that is what I do. But among all the things that define us, we cannot forget that we are first and foremost worshipers. So worshiping is what we'll do. Praise is who I am, so I don't need someone to pump me up. I don't need a good song to get me going. I don't need the right one to roll on the drums, which I love it. I don't need the right high note from the choir to get me to worship. It is just who I am, and if it's who I am, it's what I'll do whether I feel like it or not. Whether it's my favorite song or not. Whether it's Sunday or Wednesday or Monday or Tuesday, whether it's a good day or bad day, I am a worshiper. So praise is what I do. Praise is just a product of who I am. Whether anyone on my pew is worshiping, let me just be myself and worship the God who created me and worship the God who formed me. This is just who I am. I can be myself today in the house of God. Praise is not just what I do, and perhaps no one exemplified this more than the man we know as David, the son of Jesse. King David, a man after God's own heart, was the epitome of a worshiper. He showcased it many times through the Word of God and the Psalms. But the instance that we all remember that truly displayed his heart to worship, we find in 2 Samuel chapter 6, when he worships before the Ark of the Covenant as it enters Jerusalem. The Bible indicates he worshiped with all his might, which was not uncommon for David. We need to give each other liberty to worship with all our might, to give it our best. We didn't need to make us uneasy when someone just has to let out their praise because that's what they were created to do. You know the story, the spouse, Michal, the daughter of former King Saul, wasn't too pleased with his worship. She said it wasn't kingly, wasn't professional. We're not called to be professional. We're worshipers. David realized, though, that before he was ever a king, he was a worshiper first. One quick read through the Psalms would tell you that being a worshiper was as much a part of his identity as anything. So when Michal, his wife, rebuked him, she wasn't just rebuking him for what he did. She was rebuking him for who he was. And again, we see David's response was personal, but it showed once again who he was as a worshiper. Verse 21, my worship was before unto the Lord, who chose me instead of your father and all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord over Israel. Therefore, I will play music before the Lord. I'm going to worship. I will be even more undignified than this, and I will be humble in my own sight. Praise sometimes humbles us. But in other words, he's saying, he is worthy, so I will praise him with all that I am, and you have not seen anything yet. I'm not done praising him yet. This is who I am. David's life was the embodiment of praise. He was a worshiper, and I want you to notice, whether it was a triumphant day in Jerusalem or a day at the family farm with the flock, David was a worshiper. Whether in the palace or a battlefield, he was a worshiper. Whether on the proverbial mountaintop or in the valley of the shadow of death, David was a worshiper. Even after lying on the floor of his home all night, pleading for the life of his newborn son who would eventually die. 2 Samuel 12 and 20 says, so David arose from the ground, washed and anointed himself, changed his clothes, went into the house of the Lord and worshiped. Facing the most intense pain and sorrow one could face, he got off the floor, washed himself, went straight to the temple and praised the Lord. Praise was who he was. And he could not separate himself from who he was just because he walked through pain and heartache. Someone hear me. A storm in your life does not alter or change your identity of praise. It's still who you are. This is who you are. It can't be separated from what you do. Even when times are tough, praise is still your identity. In the midst of pain or trial, you are still a worshiper. Even in sickness or tragedy, we cannot stop being who we are, so let all that we are praise the Lord. And as the psalmist said in Psalm 42 and 11, though my soul is cast down and disquieted within me, I will hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God, because even in the valley, praise is still who I am. Climbing the steepest slope of my life, praise is still who I am. Facing the toughest battle with sickness I have ever faced, praise is still who I am. And for some of us, this is real today, because some are walking through these very things, and I just felt like we need a reminder who we are this morning. And in truth, if I could be honest, and I will be, I need a reminder myself just this week when I realized the original day I had planned to preach this message and reminder was the very day I stood at my grandfather's wake, the day before we buried him as a family. Can I be honest with you and tell you this morning, I didn't feel like being myself that day. I didn't feel a whole lot like lifting my hands and worshiping God on that day. Praise certainly did not come naturally to me on that day, but can I tell you on this day, on the other side of the valley of the shadow of death, praise is who I am. Worship is who I am. This is who I am, no matter what I've been through, and this is what I will do. Hear me, someone. Some of you have been through some pain and a storm recently, and it stifled your voice and even your lifestyle of praise. You've bottled it up in the midst of pain and adversity. It's gone silent, but I've just come with the word of the Lord today to encourage you and remind you who you are. Even in the midst of pain, praise is still who you are this morning. In the midst of adversity, praise is who you are, church. In the middle of a storm, you can still lift your hands, maybe through brokenness and pain, and remember today that praise is who you are. This is who we are. And if you will be who you are today, I believe the same God who is enthroned on the praises of Israel, he will inhabit your praise this morning. Be who you are today and watch God show you who he is. Let all that you are praise the Lord. I wonder if you'd stand with me right now. Musicians can come. I wonder if you just begin to lift a praise. Lift your hands, your voices. Would you just begin to honor God right now? Would you lift your voices? Oh, would you just show those around you and show God this is your identity today. Praise is who I am, Lord. Even if I'm broken today, praise is still who I am. God, even though I've walked through pain or valleys or tribulation or trial, praise, this praise thing hasn't left me. This is still who I am. This is what I'll do. Oh, some of you begin to lift a praise right now. Don't worry about those around you. Don't worry about what they're doing. He's worthy of it. Oh, would you lift that praise to Him? Give an offering and a sacrifice. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, others may not understand your praise or where it's coming from, but God hears it right now. God sees your praise. He sees the storm around you, but God hears your praise right in the middle of it, child of God. Don't stop praising. I didn't plan to share this, but I just remembered a moment I had driving down to see my grandma, knowing what was about to happen. I played that song, Sister Reaver. You sing it so well. I never lost my praise. It says, I've lost some loved ones that were so dear. I've lost possessions. I've lost things, but then the chorus says, I never lost my hope. I never lost my joy. I never lost my faith. But most of all, I never lost my praise. Some of you are a living testament to this song. This altar call is very simple, very straightforward. We are all called to praise Him. So good news is no one's excluded. But we're going to do it a little different. I want some people who have walked through some sickness and pain to lead the way. And maybe you're still battling it. Maybe you're still up against it. But I believe that when you begin to step down here, not only is God going to touch your life, but others around you are going to see your testimony, and they're going to be able to overcome as well. Some of you already beginning to make your way out. That's all right. With those that you've just been through a storm, you've been through a battle, you've been through sickness. Maybe it's not even now, but you've gone through cancer, you've gone through the trial. I want you to come right now and lift your hands and lift your voices. And once they've done that, I want everyone else. These lives are a living testament to what we're preaching today, that praise is who we are. Some of them have walked through things that we don't even know about, but here they are with their hands lifted, glorifying God. I'd like everyone else that would you just begin to step out of your pew and come around these individuals and join them in praise. Offer your own praise. Begin to worship. Begin to glorify Him. Someone bring an offering of praise that maybe isn't convenient, that maybe is a little uncomfortable. But here you are. Praise is who you are. God, this isn't just what I do today. This is who I am, Lord. So I'm going to praise you. I'm going to praise you. Oh, child of God, lift your voice.
Praise you while I can.
Worship a God who's worthy. Worship a God who's never failed you. Worship a God who's never disappointed you. Worship a God that can hear you right now.